my name is Big D. Before we get to the episode, I just want to say thank you to Podcast Network Asia for helping me out with my show. Check them out at podcastnetwork.asia. One word, podcastnetwork.asia for more info on the network and other shows like the Wrestling Podcast hosted by Stan, Ro, Chino, and Camus. They talk about everything and anything wrestling related. Listen to their show, available on all major podcast platforms.
You're listening to Big D Talks, the podcast hosted by Big D.
Hi there, it's Big D. Welcome to the podcast called Big D Talks.
Powered by Podcast Network Asia, Big D Talks. Helping you become a better parent so you can help your kids become the best version of themselves.
The deeper the relationship I build with my children, I will know how to talk to them.
This is Big D Talks.
Hi there, my name is Big D and welcome to Big D Talks. This is the third episode and today we are talking about how to raise a responsible child. And here's a story. I grew up with a yaya. I mean, everything was done for me by a yaya. You know, I mean, to pour water on my glass, cook food for me, fold my clothes, every single thing was done by my yaya. So when I finally became independent and lived on my own, it was a total disaster. You know, the first time I got sick, I was, you know, living on my own, technically with a room, with a housemate. I was in tears. I was crying. Why? I was sick, but I didn't have food. I didn't have anybody take care of me. I didn't have medicines. And so I had to get up, you know, like a 38, 39 degree fever. I had to go to the nearest convenience store to buy my medicine. And then I had to go to the nearest, you know, fast food place near my house to buy food. I learned and, you know, vowed that if I have kids, my kids should, you know, not go through what I went through because it is horrible, which comes to today's episode. As kids, we had this need to feel like we matter, that we could make a positive contribution to the world. Like I said, I used to have a yaya and every time I tried to help, my yaya would go, "Shh, Dennis, alis yan, gulo-gulo mo, matatagal lang pa ito eh. Tumubi ka na lang dyan, ako na bahala sa'yo." And me, okay. But yeah, sure, it was fun while I was young, but when I got older and became independent, it became a problem. So here are some stuff we need to do, you know, to raise a responsible child. Again, you could adjust because not each kid, your kids are not my kids. Each and every single kid, has a thing. We need to treat them differently. My youngest to my oldest to the middle children, you know, that's how it is. So do not focus on the should do lists. We can't, you should do this, you should do that again, because it cannot be behavior that we're dealing with. It has to be a heart. If you catch the heart of the children to do what they need to do, then you don't really have to worry so much if they did it or not. Because if they're motivated to do it, if they have the heart to do it, even if they don't really like it, it's not going to be so hard to make them do, whatever it is they need to do. To do that, we need to help the kid take charge and support the kid as needed to learn a new skill. If you want them to learn how to cook, we need to support them. We don't scream at them. We teach them. If they don't know, we teach them. If they make a mistake, we correct them gently, affirm them that they can do this, and then support them some more. You know, as grown-ups, when we get yelled at by our boss for not doing, not knowing what we do, we don't like it. We get pretty upset with ourselves and, with the boss. And, it's the same thing with our children. So we'd rather be treated nicely. Oh, is that a problem? Why? You know what? You made a mistake here. Maybe you should do this and then come back to me when you've done this. It's the same thing with our children. Again, values are caught, not taught. So if you want our children to be good supporters, to be people who are quote-unquote affirmers, then it has to come from us. For example, we always clean up our mess. 3 years ago, or was it 4 years ago, we decided, when the yaya decided, it told us, "Kuya, ate, aalis na po ako kasi if whatever reason." And my wife and I talked about it. You know what? It's time that we don't get any yayas anymore. Let's do this on our own. I mean, we have 5 kids and we're looking at each other. We're nuts to do this. But you know what? Let's go. And yes, I miss the super clean house. I miss coming down, to the dinner table and having food there. But, oh my gosh, my children have learned / are still learning chores. I'm proud to say that my kids, some of them can cook. They wash the dishes. They mop the floor. They sweep the floor, they do the laundry, they fold the clothes. I mean, these are my kids, they're still in school, they're young. I don't have college students, by the way, so I don't want to be specific, but oh my, I mean, yeah, yes, it was a hard decision. It's still hard. But to see my children, to see our children, you know, growing up to be like that, it's just amazing. My wife and I are proud of them. We're not too hot about waking up extra early to cook their lunch. I cook their lunch for school. But you know what? I've taught one of my kids to do it already. And you know, he can do it. In fact, before recording for this, there was a repair that was needed in the house. I left instructions with the mother of my sons to do this and to do that. And then he'll make a report to me later when I get back. So these are things, you know, I keep telling them, children, I am proud of you. You guys can do things I learned 4 years ago. So yeah, it's just amazing, right? So, you know, again, let's get back to the point. We always clean up our mess. It's a sample, right? We need to show them how to do it. You know, we show the child how to do it, and then we watch them while they're doing it, and then let the child do it alone. Right? We're shadowing. If it's sweeping, you know, you let them watch you sweep the floor, and then you sweep with them, you know, you take turns, and then at some point you leave them watch, you know, sweeping on their own while you're watching them. And hopefully, you know, the next stage, you just let the child do it on his own or her own. They don't, you know, you don't have to watch over them anymore. You just hold them accountable at the end of the day or whenever it is you need them, you know, to do what they need to do. Of course, repeat as needed. If they're still not learning, they still haven't learned, still do not know, don't scream at them, don't insult them. Please, let's not label our children as tamad, tanga, bobo. Gosh, man. They're our children.
Intentional parenting to raise kids who are better than us. Big D Talks, the podcast hosted by Big D.
Let's not do that to the children. Speak life. If they don't know, we teach. This is not lecture. This is just, you know, kindness. Again, because they're going to take that outside. And yeah, okay. So again, let's not be judgmental. You know, it's okay. If they spill water or they, you know, they wash the plates and then they break a glass or a plate, they go, it's okay. It's all right. You know, it's okay. You're doing fine. Let's just, you know, let me help you sweep it off the floor. And then you continue washing the plates. Always be positive and kind. I think that is the point. The kids need opportunities to contribute to the common good. That's point number two. Whatever behavior we acknowledge will grow, you know, being kind, being helpful, being generous. You know, let the children do chores. If you have a yaya, that's fine. But let your children do chores. Of course, it has to be age appropriate. I tell my kids when we make them do chores, because this, you know, your life is not just about you. I want you guys to grow up learning how to contribute to the general public, to the common good, not just you. You do not live in your own little world. You live in a world where there are other people. And we want you guys to contribute. When you're cleaning, you're sweeping the floor. Not, you're not just doing for yourself. You're doing it for your parents and for your other siblings. When you're cooking, when you're washing the plates, you're folding the clothes of everybody. You're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for other people. When you grow up, you can contribute to the common good, to, you know, to benefit the people. It's not just about you, myself, and I. Right? You are not a parasite. You know, you contribute. And that is the goal for you. Right? Not just, you know, take, but give. Or, you know, give more than you can take. And that's, you know, one of the goals with my children. They learn to serve. Because serve leaders are servants. And that's also what I tell them. If you want to be leaders, you have to learn to serve. You know, you have to be that kind. It has been modeled before. It has been done before. It's still being done now. You can do it in the future. If you want to lead, you need to learn to serve. Because you know what's happening down there. Now you know how to lead because you are aware of things. And here's another, you know, here's another tip. Keep in mind, and this is what I personally keep forgetting, kids do not want to do chores. When I was a kid, I wanted to. Maybe I was too young. I was silly. But yeah, nowadays, oh gosh, if I could get away with not doing chores, I will. I would. But I need to do chores, right? I need to do chores. And kids don't want to do chores. So we need to model as parents. If you want our kids to cook, to clean, to wash and stuff. My wife, you know, she cleans up. She tells us off every single day because really the house can get to be a mess because we're really messy people, except my wife. And so my wife shows us the way every day. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. Of course, she gets frustrated a whole lot. And I mean, if you see my house, you'd understand why. But she does it anyway. Why? Because she wants to model to the children. Modeling the behavior is very, very important. Dads and moms, the goal is not to get the job done because that's easy. Madali yun eh. Pwede mo naman ipagawa sa iba. But it's shaping the child who will take pleasure in, you know, in giving and taking and, you know, taking responsibility. We want to build that value in our children, right? You know, kasi pag nakikita nila na ginagawa mo yung sinasabi, you're practicing what you're preaching, they go, oh, so this is the way we do it. So there you go. Yeah. Model the behavior you want in the children. Kids need to see the joy in the tasks. I mean, we can't do these tasks mumbling and grumbling. Why? Because the children will do it too, mumble and grumble. So smile or be quiet or wear a headphone, you know, and listen to music while you're doing what it is you're supposed to be doing. When the kids see you doing these things with joy, then, you know, maybe they'll get it. Or you talk about it to them. You know what this is, or tell them why. This is why you're doing this, and this is what's going to happen in the future. This is the plan for you. And, you know, hopefully at some point they find satisfaction in a job well done, because a job well done is a reward in itself. You know, I mean, you're doing things excellently. Hindi petiks, hindi yung pwede na yan, because let's not raise our children to be pwede na yan. The next one is, you know, we always have to let the kids help. If they say, Papa, can I help? Sure. Can I do it? I want to do it myself. Sure. When I was a kid, I used to do that. I used to ask. Then I was, ay nako, dadami pa trabaho ko. Oy, tumabi ka nga dyan. Doon ka na sana. Mag-TV ka na lang. Huwag gano. Tumakbo ka. Mag-bisikleta. Whatever, you know? And, well, I grew up not knowing what to do. So, when the kids say, I want to do it myself, it's okay. Kung natatakot ka, mabasag ng, makabasag sila ng pinggan, it's okay. Marami pong pinggan sa mall. And if they want to help, it's all right. Yes, a lot of times it means there's going to be more work to do. But, you know, let the child enjoy doing what it is they're doing. They let them discover the satisfaction of contribution, of giving, again, into the greater good. If they're helping the house by doing what they do, it's okay. When we were starting out with the children and one was assigned to wash the plates, the faucet in the sink would just go full blast, you know, like they're trying to fill a pool while slowly washing the plates. I'd often complain about it until I realized, you know what, maybe I need to show them. And so I showed them, and then they understood. I explained, you know, because water is not infinite. It is finite. We're running out of water. So you have to be conserving water and not waste them. And so now, you know, they understood the concept. So my kid, you know, he's pretty good with the water now. While washing the plates, he's still really not so much into it, but he does it anyway. And I think that's the whole point, because when we're grown-ups, we're going to be doing things we don't want. As long as it's not illegal, okay? But it's a job that has to be done, then we push. We learn to push ourselves, right? As we contribute to the greater good. Because really, the satisfaction of contribution is more important than getting the job done or doing it quickly or doing things perfectly. You just contribute. And that's what we want our children to grow up with. And besides, the bonding moment, you know, they motivate and you know, the kids to keep contributing, because you're talking to them, you're affirming them, you're correcting, you're teaching. And again, it develops that those conversations build relationships. You need to build deeper, right, with the children. And it helps them. It helps them and, you know, gives them pleasure in what they do. And the last one, don't just give orders. Let the kid do the thinking. They know they'll have tasks to do, and then they're stumped. They're going to come to you. Papa, this is what's happening. What do I do? Don't just, oh, you do this, and then you do that, and you do that, you do this. Well, there are sometimes you can do that. But mostly, if you know that they can figure it out, then tell them, you know what? I know you got this. Figure it out. I'll support you. If it's wrong, I will correct you. Then we'll find some other way. But let's do it your way first. Let me see what you think you should do. Well, you know, again, if it's not something that you want, but it gets the job done and nothing's broken, then it's okay. Great, right? Because I don't have the exclusive ideas on how to get things done. You know, my child will have an idea on how to get things done. And usually it works. Well, if it's not really how it's supposed to be, then we correct. You know what? This shouldn't, because this is the goal. Maybe you could have done it better by this and by that. And it helps. Now they think for themselves. The children need to think for themselves. We cannot, you know, again, it helps them as a person. It develops character. And it helps them thinking that, you know, I did this, and it gives them pride in knowing that they solved a problem for themselves, which gives them more motivation to do what they do because they figured things out on their own. And that is the episode, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening. Let's catch you on the next episode. This is Big D Talks.
Thank you for listening to Big D Talks, the podcast. Stay connected by following Big D on social media at Big D Talks. Big D Talks, the podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia.